Welcome, friends, to a space where ancient wisdom meets modern life, where the teachings of Stoicism guide us in navigating the complexities of our world with grace and resilience. I'm thrilled you've joined us today as we delve into a profound aspect of Stoic philosophy that resonates deeply with the quest for inner peace and self-mastery. Stoicism, a philosophy that has stood the test of centuries, offers not just theories but practical tools for living a life of virtue, contentment, and purpose. It teaches us the art of living well, using reason and self-control to face life's challenges with courage and serenity. In today's journey, we'll explore a less discussed yet incredibly powerful aspect of Stoicism, the practice of discretion. In a world where oversharing has become the norm, where every thought and moment is broadcasted, Stoicism invites us to reflect on the power of keeping certain things to ourselves. Today, we're revealing the 10 things you should keep hidden as a Stoic. This wisdom is not about hiding who we are or suppressing our emotions. Instead, it's about choosing what to share, with whom, and when. It's about understanding the strength in silence, the value of privacy, and the power of internal reflection. By embracing these principles, we not only cultivate our own inner fortress, but also navigate our relationships and society with dignity and integrity. The first thing to keep hidden as a Stoic is your inner turmoil. Now, this might initially sound contrary to the popular adage of sharing your feelings and burdens with others. However, in the Stoic tradition, there's profound wisdom in managing your inner turmoil privately. Let's unpack this. Imagine for a moment the vast ocean. On the surface, it appears calm and peaceful, yet beneath, there could be a whirlwind of activity. This is akin to the Stoic practitioner's approach to handling personal challenges and emotional disturbances. Stoicism teaches us the value of self-control and resilience. It's not about denying our emotions or pretending they don't exist. Rather, it's about acknowledging our feelings privately, understanding them, and then deciding rationally how to respond instead of reacting impulsively. Moving on to the second thing to keep hidden as a Stoic, your personal austerities. Stoicism often calls for practices of self-discipline and austerity to strengthen the will and character. These practices are deeply personal, tailored to challenge and refine one's own spirit, not to serve as badges of honor in the eyes of others. Consider for a moment the act of fasting. It's not merely abstaining from food, it's a deliberate choice to practice control over one's desires and needs, to remind oneself of what is truly necessary for life. When Stoics engage in such practices, it's a personal journey towards greater self-mastery and resilience. Why then should such practices be kept hidden? The reason lies in the Stoic pursuit of virtue for its own sake. When we publicize our acts of discipline, there's a risk that vanity and the desire for external validation overshadow the true purpose of these practices. The focus shifts from internal growth to external recognition, diluting the essence of the austerity. This is not to say that sharing your journey is inherently wrong. The key is to examine your intentions. Are you sharing to inspire and encourage, or to seek admiration? The Stoic chooses to share selectively, ensuring that the focus remains on personal development, not on cultivating an image. So, how can we apply this principle in our modern lives, bombarded by the urge to share every detail on social media? Start by asking yourself, does sharing this serve a greater good, or is it merely for my ego? By choosing to keep certain practices to ourselves, we maintain the purity of our intentions and the integrity of our journey towards self-improvement. The third principle we delve into today is the Stoic practice of keeping your personal achievements and successes hidden. In our contemporary culture, which often measures worth by accolades and applause, this Stoic principle invites us to reconsider the true value of our achievements. Imagine achieving something you've worked towards for years. It could be a professional milestone, a personal goal, or an act of kindness that significantly impacted someone's life. The Stoic response to such achievements is one of internal satisfaction and humility rather than external celebration. Why keep your successes hidden? Stoicism teaches us that the true value of achievements lies in the effort and virtue that went into them, not in the recognition they might bring. When we seek external validation for our successes, we become dependent on others' opinions, which are beyond our control and thus a source of potential discontent. This Stoic practice is not about diminishing your accomplishments or denying yourself the joy they bring. Rather, it's about grounding your joy in the achievement itself and the personal growth it represents, rather than the accolades that might come with it. It's a reminder to anchor our self-esteem and happiness in what we control, our actions and attitudes, not in external validation. The fourth Stoic principle we explore today encourages us to keep our long-term plans and aspirations hidden. Stoicism, with its profound understanding of life's unpredictable nature, invites us to approach the future with open hands, focusing on the present while quietly nurturing our dreams and ambitions. Imagine for a moment the delicate balance between dreaming big and tethering your happiness to a future that is, by nature, uncertain. The Stoics found a middle path, embracing ambitious goals without allowing the attachment to the outcome to disrupt their inner peace. Why keep our deepest aspirations hidden? The Stoic rationale is twofold. First, it acknowledges the power of silent growth, the idea that our plans and dreams, like seeds in the ground, often benefit from the quiet and darkness, away from the prying eyes and opinions of the world. This silent nurturing allows us to adapt, to reflect, and to grow without the external pressures or expectations. Second, by keeping our long-term plans to ourselves, we practice the Stoic virtue of focusing on what is within our control. Our actions and efforts in the present are within our grasp, while the future, with all its variables and uncertainties, is not. This focus on the present moment and the work at hand, rather than the potential accolades or outcomes of the future, anchors us in a state of purposeful action. Our fifth principle delves into the Stoic practice of keeping your intellectual pursuits and growth private. In a world that often equates knowledge with status and where learning is frequently showcased as a badge of honor, Stoicism invites us to consider a more introspective path. Consider the act of learning itself, a journey into the depths of knowledge, understanding, and self-discovery. For the Stoic, this journey is not a means to an end, but an end in itself, undertaken for the enrichment of the soul and the sharpening of the mind, rather than for the accolades it might bring. Why then should our intellectual pursuits and growth remain a private matter? The answer lies in the Stoic belief in the intrinsic value of wisdom and the personal nature of the learning journey. By focusing on the internal benefits of education, such as critical thinking, emotional resilience, and ethical discernment, we safeguard our studies from becoming mere tools for social or professional advancement. This principle does not discourage the sharing of knowledge or the joy of collective discovery. Instead, it urges us to reflect on our motivations. Are we seeking to learn for the sake of appearing knowledgeable, or are we driven by a genuine desire to understand the world more deeply and to improve ourselves within it? Moving into our sixth principle, we explore the Stoic practice of keeping your self-doubts and personal critiques hidden. In a culture that often amplifies self-promotion and public persona, this Stoic guidance invites us to a path of internal reflection and self-improvement away from the public eye. Consider the moments you've faced self-doubt or critiqued your own actions. These instances, while challenging, are integral to our growth and understanding of ourselves. The Stoics saw immense value in self-reflection, but cautioned against externalizing these doubts and critiques. Why keep our self-doubts and personal critiques private? The Stoic wisdom here is about the power of internal processing. When we externalize our doubts, we often seek validation or reassurance from others, which can lead to a dependency on external opinions for our self-worth. Stoicism teaches us to look inward for strength and resolution, encouraging a form of self-reliance that is both empowering and liberating. This principle is not about suppressing our doubts or ignoring our need for improvement. Rather, it's about cultivating a private dialogue with ourselves, where we can honestly assess our strengths and weaknesses and commit to personal growth without the noise of external judgment or comparison. Our seventh principle brings us to the Stoic practice of keeping your emotional turmoil and outbursts hidden. In a society that often oscillates between the extremes of suppressing emotions and displaying them unfiltered, Stoicism offers a middle path, acknowledging our emotions while maintaining composure and control. Consider the storms of emotions that can arise in response to life's challenges and provocations. The Stoics understood that while emotions are natural and human, the power lies in our response to them. They advocated for a state of inner calm and rationality, not as a denial of emotions, but as a means to navigate them more effectively. Why then the emphasis on keeping emotional turmoil and outbursts private? The Stoic approach is rooted in the belief that by maintaining control over our external expressions of emotion, we cultivate a deeper sense of inner peace and resilience. This doesn't mean ignoring or suppressing our feelings, but rather understanding them, experiencing them fully in private, and then choosing a response that aligns with our values and reason. This principle teaches us that while we cannot control the external events that trigger our emotions, we have the power to control our reactions. By choosing not to externalize every emotional upheaval, we not only preserve our dignity and self-respect, but also create space to process our emotions in a healthy and constructive way. Venturing into our eighth principle, we delve into the Stoic practice of keeping your desires and indulgences hidden. In a world that often celebrates excess and the pursuit of pleasure as markers of success, Stoicism offers a counter-narrative that champions moderation and self-restraint as pathways to true contentment. Imagine the endless chase after material possessions, sensory pleasures, and external validations. The Stoics observed that this pursuit not only distracts us from our inner growth, but also entangles us in a cycle of desire and dissatisfaction. They proposed an alternative, embracing moderation and finding joy in the essentials, thereby freeing ourselves from the tyranny of insatiable desires. Why then, the emphasis on keeping our desires and indulgences private? By choosing not to flaunt our pursuits of pleasure and luxury, we cultivate an inner space where contentment is not contingent on external factors. This Stoic wisdom teaches us to derive satisfaction from our personal integrity, self-discipline, and the simple pleasures that enrich our lives without leading to dependency or detracting from our well-being. Navigating to our ninth principle, we explore the Stoic virtue of keeping your spiritual beliefs and practices hidden. In an era where personal beliefs often become public spectacles or points of contention, Stoicism invites us to a quieter, more introspective faith journey. Imagine the tranquility of engaging with your spiritual beliefs in a deeply personal and private manner. The Stoics believed that the essence of spirituality lies in the individual's direct relationship with the cosmos, a relationship that requires no external validation or display. This internalization of faith and practice fosters a genuine, unshakable foundation of character and virtue. Why then the focus on keeping our spiritual beliefs and practices private? This Stoic guidance encourages us to cultivate our spirituality as a personal sanctuary, untouched by external judgments or influences. It's about developing a spiritual resilience and depth that supports us in times of trial, guiding our actions and decisions from a place of inner conviction rather than external pressures or expectations. This principle is not about hiding our spirituality out of fear or shame, but about cherishing it as a sacred personal journey that doesn't require public affirmation to be valid or meaningful. It's about finding strength and guidance in our innermost beliefs, allowing them to illuminate our path with clarity and purpose, away from the clamor of public discourse. Arriving at our 10th and final principle, we delve into the stoic virtue of keeping your journey of self-improvement and personal achievements hidden. In a world that often equates visibility with value, Stoicism presents a refreshing perspective. The most profound transformations and achievements are those that unfold in the quiet sanctuaries of our lives, away from the public eye. Consider the silent victories and moments of insight that mark our journey towards wisdom and virtue. The Stoics believed that true growth occurs in the internal landscape, in the quiet commitment to becoming better than we were yesterday. This inward focus ensures that our efforts are driven by genuine desire for improvement rather than the pursuit of external validation or recognition. Why then the emphasis on keeping our self-improvement and achievements private? This Stoic guidance invites us to cultivate a purity of intention in our personal development, ensuring that our actions are motivated by the love of virtue and the pursuit of wisdom, not by the fleeting allure of fame or applause. It teaches us to value the intrinsic rewards of growth, peace, resilience, and integrity over the extrinsic rewards of societal acclaim. This principle is not a call to hide our light under a bushel, but rather to focus on the light itself, nurturing it until it shines from within, regardless of who is there to see it. It's about recognizing that the most impactful achievements are often those that remain unseen, shaping our character and the silent influence we have on those around us. As we draw our exploration of the 10 Stoic virtues to a close, it's important to remember that Stoicism is more than just a philosophy. It's a way of life. It offers a blueprint for living with purpose, resilience, and tranquility in a world that is often anything but tranquil. These 10 principles we've delved into are not just guidelines, but gateways to a deeper understanding of ourselves and the role we play in the tapestry of life. Stoicism teaches us the value of looking inward, of valuing the unseen growth and silent victories that shape our character. In a society that often prioritizes the external, these Stoic virtues invite us to find contentment and strength in the internal, in the quiet moments of reflection and the personal journey of growth and improvement. As we part ways, I encourage you to carry these principles with you, to reflect on them in moments of challenge and change. The path of Stoicism is not one of isolation, but of deep connection to ourselves, to others, and to the world around us. It's a path that recognizes the power of the unseen, the value of the internal, and the strength that comes from a life lived in accordance with virtue and wisdom. I invite you to continue this journey, to explore these principles in your daily life, and to discover the profound impact they can have on your peace of mind, resilience, and happiness. Remember, Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions or retreating from the world. It's about engaging with life fully, but from a place of balance, wisdom, and inner strength.